The antiphons of today's Mass are, again, a call to look in the right direction. So as we chanted at the beginning of the Mass, we're invited to behold, for the Lord is coming. And then when we approach communion later, we will chant, we'll be invited to behold that joy that comes to us. And John the Baptist appeared and appears today to announce essentially the same. That's what he said, with those words that we actually, for a very important reason, repeat every single time that a Mass is offered, when the priest turns towards the people and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Of course, this invitation is not just an invitation to see something and enjoy the view, enjoy the thought of it, but want to look towards the one who is coming in order to get ready. And that's really essential. How do we get ready for the coming of the Lord? And John the Baptist gives us a key with that first word of his message, which significantly is also the very first word said by Jesus, as we know it in the Gospels. What he said today, repent. Now, when we hear the word repent, we all probably think along the lines of, okay, feel bad because you did something wrong. And there's some truth to that, but of course, there's so much more in this very rich word, repent, which literally means change your mind, think differently. Turn your mind away from those ideas and attitudes, goals to which maybe you're attached, and come back to God. Come back to the mind of God. So to repent in this sense means to turn, to change, for something is happening. And unlike the mission of the other prophets, John's message is not about some uncertain future event, but rather about something that is in some way happening, something that is imminent, extremely close, already present. And the message is what we heard today, the kingdom of God is here. How is the kingdom at hand so close that we could say it's also here? Well, Jesus is the kingdom. Jesus is the new temple, and his heart, his divine and human heart, is the new Holy of Holies, that intimate place to which now we can all enter, not just one person once a year, but we can all enter and experience the warmth of his love, that place that invites us to real communion, to friendship, to real love, that heart that is really a heart of human flesh, a small, tiny little heart, that heart of a child that disarms our stubborn sins. A merciful and just heart that wants to purify our heart with fire. And for a reason, John the Baptist was very persistent in making this distinction. I can only do water. He will do fire. Water is great, of course. Water cleanses. Water washes. But fire is different. Fire purifies by destroying what cannot, should not remain there. And that's why we have that mysterious old saying that, according to a very old source, Jesus said, not in the Gospels, but maybe he did, "Whoever is with me is close to the fire." Or, as a father of the church said, "Christians are heirs of fire." This time of the year, it's really nice in many ways. But Advent is more than accumulated niceness. Advent is a time for a fire, a time for a change, a time for growth, a time to behold the one who comes and to turn our minds away from what is not good and even not good enough, to come back to the mind of God, and only in that way to really prepare a place for him in our hearts. Why is it, if we are honest with ourselves, why is it that So many times, while knowing our faith so well, and that can certainly be said for everyone here, while knowing our faith so well, Advent can come and go, and nothing really important changes in us. We don't turn to the Lord as we should. And one reason, yes, even for us, is that at times, faith remains in the realm of ideas. We know the concepts quite well. We know the story. But Advent and Christmas and our faith is not really just as remembering all the facts and the characters surrounding important events, say Independence Day. The difference is that in this case, someone is actually coming and he's very near. He's coming soon, already among us. The difference is that what we celebrate is about reality, not ideas. It's about a person, and so an encounter. And we have to go again in an ever deeper way to this reality. God came and he comes. He came as a little child and he will come again as judge. And unless we actually find the silence to think again about this and pray again about this and realize this reality, and hopefully then to be moved by the fact that God became a little child for us, that he comes to us today in the Eucharist, and that he will come again one day. If we don't do that, then Advent will be, at best, a nice time. But if we put some intentional effort into thinking anew about these realities and really praying about this, about the unspeakable love of God that we can see in such a beautiful way these days, then our minds will change. Turn away from anything that might separate us from Christ and bring us closer to him, avoiding distractions and temptations, and turning towards the Lord. It is very interesting if we read the homilies of St. Augustine, which in one sense we do when we quote Augustine here, many, many, many times he finishes his homilies with a strange short phrase, which in Latin is this, conversi ad Dominum, which means simply, let us turn towards the Lord. The interesting thing is that we don't know exactly why he finished so many of his homilies with this short phrase, let us turn towards the Lord. Maybe, probably, that meant that at that point of the Mass, everyone will turn physically and look in the same direction towards Christ, or the cross, as we have begun to do this Advent, which makes sense. When the priest speaks to you, he looks at you. When we all speak together to Christ, then we face together towards him. But it surely meant what Augustine did, let us turn towards the Lord, and it surely means today for us that at that point in the Mass, at this point in the Mass, we must make an extra effort to turn with our hearts to him who is about to come to us. So let us do this with love, with attention, in sincere adoration. Let us now turn towards the Lord.